Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Now we head to Seattle and welcome Greg Bell, who's a Seahawks insider for the News Tribune. And Greg, this was a tough one for the Seahawks because of the loss, but more so, I would say, because of Geno Smith. What do we know about his injury?
Well, hi, Amy. Geno Smith had x-rays in the stadium, showed no structural damage readily apparent. They're going to give him an MRI tomorrow and see what the inside of the knee looks like. Mike McDonald said after the game he's not ready to comment at all about whether Smith can play next Sunday against Minnesota. So that puts Sam Howell, at least for now, squarely in the middle of Seattle's playoff run. He didn't do anything tonight, Sam Howell, that makes you think he's quarterback of the future or the present for Seattle. Of course, he wasn't prepared for this and had to be rushed in on no practice prep as a one all week. Tonight was his second, third, and all the way through the end of the game snaps. He only had one snap as a Seahawk, and that was when Smith went out for one play in Atlanta on October 20th. But, Amy, since Smith arrived in the trade from Washington, he has looked really scattered in his accuracy. He's been holding on to the ball quite a bit behind an offensive line is one of the league's worst. And that combined tonight is what you saw. Four sacks, the interception thrown straight to a linebacker, 4 for 15 passing for 24 yards. I know he didn't prep all week, but Geno Smith's knee is the story of whether the Seahawks can get off the deck against Minnesota next week.
As you point out, Geno's been terrific a good portion of this season, one of the top passers in the NFL, going 15 for 19 before he gets hurt, but he was also under siege, so the offensive line definitely in dire straits. But that doesn't explain the hot start for the Packers. What did you see in that first quarter?
Well, Amy, it was a lot like, no one mentioned this specifically after the game, but it reminded me of week two in New England, when the Patriots didn't wait around for Mike McDonald to run his little tricks at the snap, change the looks, move around at the snap, and confuse offenses. They just got to the line and snapped the ball. And Ramondre Stevenson and the Patriots ran for 185 yards that day. The Patriots ended up losing in overtime, but very well could have won that game. And I remember sitting in the press box in Foxborough and said, okay, that must be the way to beat McDonald's deception at the snap. Snap it before they're moving around and getting into position. And today in the first half, the first quarter, that's what was happening. Linemen were talking to linebackers. Ernest Jones was trying to traffic cop guys. Leonard Williams was walking up and down the line of scrimmage. And then the ball was snapped. And there were three or four guys out of position when the Packers were coming straight at him with Josh Jacobs. And I'm not quite sure why Jacobs didn't have 40 carries tonight, because he could have had 300 yards. after the first quarter, I went and had to start looking up how many yards Jacobs ran for as a Las Vegas Raider in 2019 here out in Seattle. He won that game with an 86-yard touchdown run in overtime. He had 229 in that game. And after the first two drives, he had 70. And I thought, well, he's going to get 300 yards tonight. And then they started throwing the ball more, and it wasn't quite just Josh Jacobs. But, Amy, in the first quarter, the Seahawks literally were not ready to play. Ernest Jones, after the game, said, we didn't have our feet planted in the ground. He meant literally. And he said, we were walking around at the snap. We were trying to do too much. And the Packers caught us trying to change. And I think now that's multiple teams that have done it to Seattle. When McDonald tries to get deception and amoebas and moving his linemen around and shifting, snap in a hurry. Don't change the play. Don't audible. Get under center and go, and you can catch the Seahawks out of position.
Whose fault is that, Greg?
Well, that's coaching. As Mike McDonald said, he's trying to do too much schematically. But the players don't know it well enough yet. Even at, here we are in almost the end of December, Amy, but it's still year one of this. And the numbers for Baltimore the first year that Mike McDonald was a defensive coordinator are really similar to the numbers here in Seattle. The first half of 2022, Ravens fans will remember, the Ravens were giving up tons of points. They were in the bottom third of the league in yards allowed. They were like 28th in scoring defense. And then in week nine, they trade for Roquan Smith from the Bears. He gets his middle linebacker. McDonald wanted in Baltimore. And they took off to the top of the league in points allowed, yards allowed. This year's Roquan Smith for Mike McDonald is the new middle linebacker, Ernest Jones, who they traded for from Tennessee, the former Rams Super Bowl middle linebacker. They traded for him in October, mid-October, and after that time, the Seahawks defense rose to 15 points a game. Coming in tonight, they'd allowed, over the last four games, the fewest in the NFL in that four-game span. But then tonight, the Packers, there was some motion that Ernest Jones and others said after the game that the Seahawks weren't ready for motion out of different formations that got the linebackers' eyes tricked, as Jones explained, and a little bit of distraction. But just when McDonald thinks he can start adding to the plates of these defenders and add some more tricks, something like tonight happens, and he's going to have to reel it back in probably for Minnesota next week.
Greg Bell is with us in the wake of Sunday Night Football, covers the Seahawks for the Tacoma News Tribune. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I saw part of your recap from on the field, and you were talking about the Seahawks and how they measure up against the top competition in the NFL. Here we are through week 15. Where do you put the Seahawks?
Middling. I mean, they're 8-6. They've beaten the Cardinals twice. They beat the Jets to build this four-game winning streak. They beat the 49ers, who are a shell of their former selves, and the mess that they've become in San Francisco amid all the injuries. That's who they built the four-game winning streak on. They've lost to the Lions. They've lost to the Packers. They don't look ready for the NFC playoff-quality teams that they're going to have to beat. They lost to the Rams at home. If they're going to get to the playoffs, they're going to have to beat the Rams in Inglewood. The question, that's the final game of the regular season. The question now is, can they get there at least still tied in the standings? If they can't, they may not even win the division by beating the Rams. So they have beaten up on middling teams. They've beaten up on the AFC opponents they've played. But they have yet to prove that they can beat the upper-tier teams in their own conference, let alone the NFL. And here come the 11-2 Vikings coming in here on Sunday.
Whew.
Then they get Chicago the day after Christmas, Amy. You would think you can win that one. It would have been a coup to win both Green Bay and Minnesota back-to-back at home. They're not that good of a team. Now they're going to struggle to just split those games and hope that if they beat Chicago, that final game against the Rams, the regular season will mean something for the division. But if Geno Smith's knee is keeping him out of the Minnesota game, look out. This offensive line, the fact they can't establish a run, they can't protect a quarterback, really going to be really tall task on Sunday against Minnesota.
As much as you're talking about the defense, that O-line has got to be a priority for them in the offseason, considering that it doesn't matter what kind of weapons you have, right? If you can't protect your QB and you can't find some room for your guys to run, they keep getting pushed around in the trenches.
Amy, I feel like I'm talking to you on one of those old cell phones that are the size of tennis shoes, because we've been talking about this for about 15 years in Seattle. Are we on a flip phone right now? Because that's we've been talking about this for 10-plus years in Seattle. Ever since they traded Max Unger for Jimmy Graham in 2015, this line has been terrible. They've had 10 centers in 10 years. They went to the 11th center in 10 years tonight. Jalen Sandell ended up finishing the game at center because Oluwatimi got hurt. Oluwatimi, a draft pick in 2023, the only reason he's playing center is because he didn't play well enough in the spring and summer that they had to go sign Connor Williams 8 months out of a knee reconstruction, the former Cowboy and Miami Dolphins starter. And Connor Williams retired after 7 games, just walked away from the game. And that's why Oluwatimi is starting. Now he's hurt. And Jalen Sandell is an undrafted rookie from North Dakota State. That's who their center was. He was next to a rookie right guard, a sixth-round pick, Satale Lamea, making his third consecutive NFL start. And they've had issues at right tackle because Abe Lucas just got back 4 games ago from having surgery way back in January on his knee. They've gone through got to the fourth-string right tackle this year. I know a lot of cities complain about their offensive line, but anyone who turns on a Seahawks game and sees how the quarterbacks just have to run for their lives all the time, it's pretty obvious where Seattle's problems begin on offense. It doesn't matter what the schemes are. It doesn't matter how good your quarterback is in accuracy. If he's getting bludgeoned almost on every snap, whether it's a completion, whether it's a bubble screen, whether no matter what it is, the quarterback is either pressured or hit. Tonight it caught up to Geno Smith and he hurt his knee on it.
As 7 official sacks, but as you point out, a dozen more QB hits by that Packers defense. So they were definitely swarming. Is it true? Did you hear the chants of go Pack go inside Lumen Field?
All night. All night. I thought I was on Holmgren Way. It grew as the night grew because the Packers had the big lead. A lot of foam cheeseheads in the lower deck. There's been a lot of talk out here in Seattle about how the Seahawks fans are not what they used to be in the Legion of Boom days, and because tickets are so expensive that the Amazon and the Google people and the Microsoft and Boeing people that have had the money to buy those tickets are happy to sell them and recoup some of their high costs to out-of-town fans. It's been a common occurrence the last few years that the visiting teams, they load up in the lower deck of Seattle. This mystique of playing out here as a road opponent is long gone. And, the Packer fans travel everywhere across the NFL. But, the Go Pack Go chant started about pregame.
Oh, my gosh.
And they only grew louder after that.
Well, I suppose after seeing Romeo Doubs snag that touchdown off the turf, the ball that came lofting in, amazing. I mean, even if you're a Seahawks fan, that was one heck of an individual highlight.
Yeah, that was a great catch. And, again, I thought the Packers, they really did dominate the game. And 14-0 after the first quarter, it could have been 28. The total yards, Amy, after 13 minutes was 148-12. The first downs were 10-1 Green Bay. The offensive plays were 18-4 Packers. And I had to double take at the scoreboard to make sure it didn't say 24 or 28-0. It was only 14-0. And the Seahawks just aren't good enough to play that far behind that early. They're a middling team. And, I mean, the NFL has a big, big, big middle class.
It does.
Meeting middling class. And the Seahawks are squarely there. Their task now is the best chance to make the playoffs is to win a division. The best chance to win a division is to try to beat Minnesota at home on Sunday. That's what tonight is for them.
Before I let you go, Greg, I know the Rams, if they win out, they're the division champions. They've got that opportunity, right? And they are, I guess, currently sitting atop the West just because they haven't finished out all their divisional games. But how much do you think experience makes a difference when you're talking about a Rams team that's got some veterans from a Super Bowl winner, a coach that's been around for quite a while, even though he's still really young, versus a Seattle coaching staff that's kind of putting it all together and, a brand new regime there in Seattle?
No, it does matter. And McVay has had Seattle's number even when Pete Carroll was there with scheming and winning X's and O's, especially red zone. That's where Seattle has really struggled against the 49ers and the Rams in recent years is in the red zone, in the winning zone where the points happen and suddenly setting for field goals instead of getting touchdowns, not converting on third downs in the close red zone. Those are the kind of things that have really haunted them against the Rams. The Rams' defense line has dominated Seattle
in recent years. For all McVay does in offense, the defensive up front, the defensive dominance of the Rams, defensive line overwhelming that offensive line we just talked about, those of you have been the decisive factors. It was, again, when the Seahawks lost, fell behind, rallied, and then lost in overtime to the Rams on November 3rd. Geno Smith had an interception in the end zone in that game, just like he did tonight before he injured his knee. Sean McVay has known how to beat Seattle for many years now, and if it does come down for the NFC West, the Rams have to be feeling pretty good about it, having to beat the Seahawks at home.
Mm. Greg, because I like you and we're friends, I won't bring up Army-Navy game and ask you to talk about that.
I just flew back from Washington this morning. I was there.
Did you? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
I was there. It's like a mini class reunion for me. I see about 10 or 12 of my closest friends, and they came from the East Coast. And, we had a fabulous time. Unfortunately, Army didn't play nearly the games that's had all season. Navy has a good quarterback this year. That's kind of been how Army has beaten them in recent years. They've been far superior quarterback. But, yeah, it was a cool scene in Landover. The flyovers and
awesome.
The best and the best of our country. And for those listening who've never been to an Army-Navy game, take it from a West Point grad who's been about 20 of them. You really should go. It's so different than just a regular college football game. For most of them, all the seniors, except by exception, it's the last game they'll ever play in their lives. You can really feel the passion in the stadium. I don't know if you've ever gone to one, Amy, but it's pretty unforgettable.
Mm. Been to West Point many times, but have never actually been to an Army-Navy game, and I hear they're legendary, so definitely on the bucket list. Thank you for a couple of quick seconds on that. I'm glad you were able to be there. Wow, though, what a weekend.
Oh, yeah. I got some miles. Yeah. Hey, running on fumes. That probably wasn't the best game story I've ever written in my life tonight.
Well, I thought you looked like you had it all together in your post-game wrap-up there. You can find Greg online at GBell Seattle. Covers the Seahawks for the Tacoma News Tribune. Busy weekend.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Of course, but we appreciate a couple of minutes. Greg, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, Amy. Thank you. Take care of the horses. That looked like fun.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was cold, but it was fun. Thanks, Greg.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.